The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right in you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share. And you'll see with clarity the full of you. Oh, and you will see it's amazing. And thank you so much for joining us here today on The Fuller View. Listen, I know it's a lot going on right now, but I want you guys to stay in faith, stay happy, stay strong, because this too shall pass. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain so he that reads it can run. I want you all to talk to me and stay with me today, because today was all about your vision. What do you see? What do you want? What do you feel? What do you truly desire in this lifetime? So during this time, we want to make sure that we are doing the things that we need to do to make ourselves better. Make yourself better. You can do that. Read some great books. Write your book. Finish that project that you started. Create something new. Finish those puzzles that you began. Learn a new language. I think it's so important for us to learn a new language because of all the great things and all the amazing people that we are surrounded with that speak in different languages and have different cultures. Why not learn a different language? Why not learn something to greater yourself, to better yourself, so you can communicate with more than just one set of people? Start a podcast. Create a life that you truly, truly want. Hey, listen, on Friday, I'm going to do a vision board party, a virtual vision board party. I'll make sure that it's on all of my social medias. So make sure you get all of those magazines and those scissors and all those great things that you want to put down on your vision, because we are going to put a vision board together just for you. It's to be personalized, because these will be the words and the images that you'll be actually collecting out of the magazines that you have at your house. And get you a poster board and get you some glue, and let's get it done. It's so exciting to see a vision board come together. And most people think that they can do it overnight, but a vision board, just like your vision, takes time. So start going through the magazine and looking for phrases and things that really grab you and really speak to your spirit. And I'm so excited about hosting the vision board party, because I know how important it is. I have actually 2 vision boards, and I still look at them to this day. And most of the things that are on the vision board have come to full fruition, and it's so exciting to see that kind of thing happen. But again, during this time in quarantine, get your home gym together. Clear out your closet. Clean out your kitchen cabinets. Color, draw, paint. Read out loud. Again, become better at something. But also continue to listen to shows like this. Continue to surround yourself with people that will encourage you and that will inspire you. I know that we can't physically be together right now because we're always talking about, right now we're going through the whole social distancing thing. Make sure you stay the distance that you need to stay, but make sure that you continue to stay close to those ones, people that you love, via internet or the telephone or whatever it is. But we do have to continue to have our open line of communication. Just because we can't see each other as often as we'd like, or embrace each other like we are possibly used to, or because we've grown so accustomed to touching and feeling and holding people, this isn't the time to do that right now. Right now is the time to get yourself better, focus on who you are and how you can be the best that you can be, and we can live this life happily and healthy and continue to move forward. Listen, stick around for more of The Full of You right here on 105.5 The King, and also on St. Pete, RadioSt.Pete.com, and we'll have more with you on The Fuller View. Remember, we'll be doing the vision board party, and stick around because we're talking about writing the vision and making it plain today on The Fuller View.
Yeah, I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Now I done seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. Been forgiven, now I'm living.
Hey, hey.
And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he coming. I'm here to
show. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, my lover. Love him, my love. Love him, my lover. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself.
Yeah.
And you know you did it with a lot of
money.
You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving.
Hey.
See, I done been forgiving, I don't live it.
Hey.
And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if you come in a mess with y'all. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall. You remember I do, I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do, I do. You walk it through your wall. Oh, we got you covered. Protect us from it all.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, I love him.
Welcome back. Welcome back to The Fuller View. If this is your first time visiting or listening or tuning into The Fuller View, The Fuller View is all about sharing time, talent, and testimonies. My name is Heidi B. Fuller, and I'm the creator, executive producer, and host of The Fuller View, and have been very blessed to be able to share this journey with you guys since 2004. In some capacity, either on TV or radio, God has allowed me an amazing platform to share those stories of success, those stories of triumph, and those things that people, I feel, need to hear during this time in their lives so they can become better and truly live a fuller, better life. Listen, if you're looking for exercise tips or breathing tips, check us out on our Instagram page where you can find those things on Fuller Better Life Instagram page. And also, if you want to check me out on other social medias, I'm Heidi B. Fuller on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And you can also check out all of our shows on SoundCloud. So excited about SoundCloud and having that free platform to share our shows with our listeners that have missed our previous shows. But listen, today we're talking about vision and how important it is for you to have a vision for yourself, a vision for your life. We get so caught up in what we can clearly see with our eyes right in front of us that we don't use that internal vision that God has blessed us with. I just want to share a quick story with you when it comes to vision and truly believing and manifesting in those things that you see and that you say. A while back, I had a terrible car accident, so of course it left me without transportation. And during this time, I would go out into the garage and I would say, okay, God, you know, I need a car. And what I was praying for was a debt-free car. And my children were pretty young at the time. They would hear me out in the garage and I would be praising and worshiping and just thanking God for my debt-free car. And they would say, well, Mom, what are you doing out here? And I would say, I'm expecting a car. I'm really looking forward to God blessing me with a car because he knows what my needs are. And this is important for you guys to listen to because when it comes to the things that you truly want, you have to be steadfast and truly believe that God has everything that you want. I remember hearing Steve Harvey say, we have not because we ask not. I know that's in the Bible, and I know that it's something that we need to clearly reference to because a lot of times we don't have what we want because we're not asking for what we want. Even in our personal lives, we continue to let things go by. We continue to let little things be said and done because we don't have the courage or don't believe in ourselves enough to think that we deserve these things. So we just let things be as though they are. But it doesn't have to be that way. You have a vision, you have a mind, you have a spirit, you have a soul, you have something so amazing inside of you that once you tap into that superpower that you already have, you'll be amazed at what can truly manifest. So back to the story. So during this time, I'm in and out of the garage or whatever. I started attending an amazing church. And also during this time, I got an opportunity with United Way, and I needed some transportation. So while at the church, the pastor found out that I needed some transportation, so I was driving the church van. It was amazing. Driving the church van back and forth, doing what needed to be done. But God being who he is, I just love the Lord. Nevertheless, during this time, I also got a phone call. And the phone call was, "Hey, Heidi, do you understand that you do some commercials and voiceovers and that type thing? We would like for you to come on by here and talk to us about possibly doing some things for our shop, our store." So I was like, "Cool, I'd love to." Little did I know that it would turn into an amazing opportunity. So, I got there, and I sit down, and it was over at Kiev Conyers, and they offered me an opportunity to be their spokesperson. I said, "Wow, what a great opportunity." Meaning, being their spokesperson, every time I would go out, I would be representing Kiev Conyers. I would take one of their cars out to show the car, to talk about the benefits of the cars and all those other kind of great things. I did the commercials. We did all the great things that go along with promoting a vehicle or promoting an establishment, that type thing. So it was a lot of fun. I had a chance to go to a lot of the schools in the immediate area and meet some of the teachers and the students, and it was just a really good time. But not only was I able to do that and that thing that I love to do, I was also able to get a free car. How about that? So after I meet with these people, they're saying, "Well, hey, Heidi," I told them, I said, "Listen, as much as I am excited about doing this opportunity, I need transportation." And the next thing I know, the general manager says, "Hey, give her a car." And every 5,000 miles, I had a free car. And it was amazing. So that night, I ride home, and I poop, poop, I blow the horn. I'm outside of the house, and the children come running out. Like, "Mom, what's going on?" I said, "How about we got a car?" And it was just so amazing because it was something that we had talked about. And for your children, guys, if you are listening, for your children to see something manifest that you have been talking about and praying for, it just helps them to believe in the God that you serve and how powerful your words are. And prayerfully, they'll take a page out of your book. And when it comes time for them to truly face or truly face with something that they need to have that belief and that courage and that strength, they'll think back and say, "Hey, how did my mom handle this situation? How did my dad handle this situation?" But they'll know and believe in themselves and say, "Hey, my parents believed. They believed in the word of God. They believed in speaking those things as though they were. They believed in being more than conquerors and knowing that they could have all the things that God has promised them because of the lifestyle that they were living. And to not give up and to always have the courage that you need to say those things and to do those things that you need to have and say to live the type of lifestyle that you want to live." I know I kind of rambled and kind of got off track, but the moral of that story is whatever it is that you want in life, you can have that thing. But you truly have to have a desire. You have to have a plan of action to some degree and at least know what it is that you want. I wanted a car. I wanted a debt-free car. So my prayer was, "God, I need a car. And I don't want to have to pay for it." Because of the situation that I was in or the position that I was in, I wasn't financially in a position to pay for a car at the time. So, "God, give me a car that I need, that you know that I need to get around to do the things that I need to do." And there it was. An opportunity came up. But the opportunity only came because I was prepared. I was prepared in some other areas in my life. We talked about your gift making room for you. And I truly believe that that was a time when God was showing me or sharing with me, "Hey, Heidi, if you continue to do what I've called you to do, which is communicate effectively, which is to speak to those people that I asked you to speak to, which is to be kind to those that I put in your path, which is to help those that you can help, and to be the best mother that you can be, the best daughter, the best sister, to be the best that you can be, and to live your life to the greatest. Great things continue to happen. Great doors will open because you're moving in the vein that you should be moving in. Great things do come. I know we talk about not expecting things, and we even talked about this last week, but I think we should always expect great things. When we wake up in the morning, we should expect today is going to be an amazing day. I'll tell you, and I'll even share a little personal story here. I didn't sleep very well last night, and it kind of bothered me because of the conversation that I had with one of my children, but I love her very much, and we've gotten past it. But I didn't sleep very well last night. And then yesterday I went to a homegoing service that was a bit much for me to deal with because unfortunately I just lost my dad. And I went to a homegoing service that dad was being transitioning onto Glory, and it was a lot to take on. And then with the whole coronavirus going on and not being able to move about like we want to, and just hearing about all the deaths and all the crazy things that are going on, it's a lot to take on. I know that it is a lot to take on, but you can get through this. This too shall pass. We said it early on the show. You will get through this. You can get through this. Follow the rules. Follow the instructions. Quarantine yourself. Stay away, 6 feet away from people. Don't go somewhere unnecessary that you don't even need to be. If you're able to be at home, be at home. Use this time to create and to grow and to learn and to be your best self. We walk around with our phones in our hands all day long. That phone has so much great information. Use that phone as a tool to make you greater, to make you better. Learn something from that phone. Get your routine together. When you wake up in the morning, say, okay, today is going to be a great day. Now, this is what I'm going to do today. Plan it out. Get you a good breakfast in. Get you a good workout in. Go for a walk, maybe just in your neighborhood, but keep your distance. Make sure you wash your hands. Keep your hands out of your face. I mean, these are simple things that we can do, guys. These are simple things that we can do, but we're also hard-headed and so used to doing things our way. Get out of that. This is a new normal. This is a new way of doing things. Find out how you can plant your own organic garden, you know? Find out ways that you can continue to make yourself better. One thing that I can definitely suggest is that we read. There's so many great books out there that we can read, audio books, visual books. I mean, so many great things on the internet that we can just and just learn from and grow from. If we would just use this time for what this time can be really used for, you'll be amazed at the outcome. Just make sure that you're your best self. Listen, order your book. Order your book, My Mama Taught Me Better Than That. You can order my book, My Mama Taught Me Better Than That, on Amazon. It also comes in a few different languages. Very excited about that. But in the weeks to come, definitely in April, we're going to be talking about my book, My Mama Taught Me Better Than That. And it's a book of 629 phrases that will inspire, empower, and make you laugh out loud. And I love it. I love it because this book came about when I was doing some interviews with a few authors, and they kept saying, hey, Adi, I know you got a book inside of you. And I was like, well, I mean, you know, I might just have a book inside of me. And lo and behold, I sat down long enough, what I'm asking you to do, got still long enough, and decided, okay, God. And I asked God, God, what would you have me to write about? What is it that you would have me to do? And as I mentioned, years prior to that, my mom had passed, but she had shared so many great nuggets and things with me that I was just full and got on the computer and just started to write. And that's where the book came from. That's where the 629 phrases came from, because they're just phrases that we tell our children and tell ourselves and that your mama told you at some point in your life because she cares about you. One of the phrases that I just opened the book, and it says, you are brilliant, talented, and strong. Oh, I love that. Anybody that watches me on social media that knows anything about me knows that I love cartoons and knows that I love anything animated. But one of the movies, one of my favorite movies, is The Princess and the Frog. And I'm referring to that because in the book I wrote, You're Almost There. And of course, there's a song, You're Almost There. Please know that you are almost there. Just keep going. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. Believe in yourself enough to know that you can get it done. And sometimes our own family members will deter us or will distract us, or people that we love the most aren't as encouraging as we would like it to be. If I could be that voice today, let me let you know that you can do that thing. You are brilliant. You are smart. You are strong. You are more than able. You are equipped. If God put that desire in your heart to do anything, you can do that thing. You have to be willing to do it. You have to continue to tell yourself, yes, I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And don't let anybody or anything stop you from getting that thing done. Anything is possible. Oh, I'm loving my own book right now. It says Dance in the Rain. Oh, my goodness. I always wish that I could take the pain away. Parents always feel like they can take the pain away, but we have to let our children grow and become their best selves so they can be independent and live a great life for themselves. It's never too late to start over. Live a life that you will be proud of. It's okay to cry. It's okay. It is okay to cry. I cry often. I cry more than most people. I'm sure I do. But I feel like crying allows me to heal. It gets things out. And then after I cry, I'm okay. I'm like, okay, God, let me get back on track. Let's wipe my eyes and keep this vision going. Keep moving in the vein that you would have me to move in because of the important life that you already have in front of you. You have to know that your life is important. You have to know that you have something amazing to offer in order for you to continue to get up. And yes, you do. You wouldn't be alive if you didn't have something amazing to share. Okay? Please know that. Let's see. I'm going to read a few more phrases out of the book. Get in the game and win. Yes. Try and try again. Respect old people. Well, listen, again, as I mentioned, we're going to go over the book in the month of April, and you'll be able to order your book from Amazon, and we can discuss the book at length. And I know that my next move with this book, granted, it's a book of phrases. I'm going to take some of these phrases and share some of the stories from where the phrases have come from. And I'm just excited to be able to share this with you. So stick around for more right here on The Fuller View, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. Get ready for our vision board party, our virtual vision board party, because this, I think, is going to take you to your next level. Thank you for joining me here today on 105.5 The King and on Radio St. Pete. Stick around for more right here today on The Fuller View.
Without a doubt that my God will Oh,
Welcome back to The Full of You. Thank you for joining me here today on 105.5 FM The King and on RadioSt.Pete.com. We're on every Sunday and every Wednesday and excited about being able to have an amazing platform sharing time, talent, and testimonies. But today we're talking about vision and talking about how important it is for you to have a vision. And please, please join us for our virtual vision board party so we can put your vision down on paper so you can truly read it and run with it. And anyone that sees your vision will know at least the direction that you're trying to grow your life in. You can't, you know, it's not easy always explaining where we want to go and how we're going to get there, but sometimes if we can actually put it on paper and just at least start writing it out, what we see in our mind's eye, the vision will start to become plain. Amen? Amen. Listen, this is not the time to shrink back. This is definitely the time for you to do the things that God is calling you to do. There is a need, there is a void that only you can fill in this lifetime. So please, please, do yourself a favor and live your best life. Be the best that you can be. You have natural talents. You have natural gifts and abilities that God has already blessed you with. So stop seeking and asking and wondering, what is it that I'm supposed to do? You already know what you are supposed to do. We waste so much time on nonsense that we don't even realize and recognize what we have in our hands. And I know I talk about what you have in your hand often because that's the gift that God has given you. We need to recognize what we have in our hands and how we can use it. What dream did God plant inside of you? I know He gave you something. He gives us all something. What are you truly called to do? Think about it. What do you love? What sparks that fire inside of you? What is it that you want to conquer, that you want to defend, that you want to see better? Maybe that's what it is that you're called to do so you can help somebody else live a fuller, better life. How about that? Be clear on what you want in life, though. So take the time to be clear and to write the vision. Have a vision. This is the best time ever to get these things done. You don't have to rush off to a job, possibly per se. You don't have to do anything, any activities or anything, because people are being told to stay home. So stay home and get these things done. Clean out your house. Clean out your mind. Clean out your spirit. But get it done. Build success. In building success, of course, build starts in the mind. So what are you thinking? What are you dreaming of? What vision do you really have for yourself? It's so important, guys. It's important for you to have a vision for yourself so you can know the direction that you clearly want to go on and that you're just not wandering around this life aimlessly and just thinking, oh, I'm just here. You're not just here. There's something amazing about you, something that only you can share with the world. Okay? Amen. I hope you guys agree and are really hearing and feeling what it is that I'm saying, because it's so important for us to be able to control our thoughts, control our breathing, control our mind as much as possible. I know things come up in life that are out of our control, but once you start practicing on controlling the things that you can control and being able to take authority over the things that you can take authority over, those things and those other obstacles that come up in life, you'll be more equipped to deal with them because you are ready to take things on head first. I mean, you know, come on, it's just a matter of conditioning yourself to say, okay, either it's going to be this way or that way. So because you know it's going to be this way or that way, you figure out, how am I going to handle it if it happens this way, or how am I going to handle it if it happens that way? That's having a vision. That's having an idea. That's having a plan of action to get some things done. Okay, so please, let's control our thoughts, let's control our habits, control the things that we do. It's important for us to do these things in our lifetime so we can live the fuller, happier life. Own it. Own those things that you know that you need to own and get it done. Write the vision, make it plain. Write the vision, make it plain. Address in your mind. Don't conform. Don't conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So renew your mind daily. What is it that I'm supposed to do today, God? When am I called to do? Who am I called to do it for? But ask yourself those things and get it done. Thoughts that produce you to have an amazing mindset. You know, your thinking is just important for you to be able to create the life that you want. So when you're thinking, think on those things that are pleasant, that are pure, that are mighty. There's a, I don't even know where the scripture is, but it talks about thinking on these things, and we'll find that and share it with you on our social media page. But in the end, it's all about, what are you believing in? Are you believing in those things that you're thinking of? Are you believing in those things that you're reading? That's what's going to be what's going to manifest at the end of the day, what you are truly believing in. Please know that all things are possible, and you don't have to accept defeat. You can do it. You may have failed in the past. It may not have worked out for you that way, but try it another way. Try it again. I remember years ago watching Cat Williams. I love Cat Williams. He's so funny. He was talking about doing something. He said, he did it this way and it didn't work. He did it that way and it didn't work. He was just changing it up and changing it up, but the goal was still the goal. So you may have to change up some things. You may have to do it a different way. You may have to come at it from a different point of view, or step back long enough for you to get a fuller view so you can see the direction that you're truly going in. But don't give up. Definitely don't give up. Just go at it a different way. Find a new way to get that thing done. Refuse to accept defeat. And during this time, you want to protect your mind, because sometimes when things don't work out the way that we want them to, we get distracted and we say, okay, I'm just going to go do something else. Don't do that. Protect your mind. Keep your vision in front of you. Read it out loud every day. Know that you have something greater that you're working towards. Commit to that thing and be ready to receive it. Okay? Pour greatness in your life every day. Every day. Wake up wanting and knowing that, okay, today is going to be a great day. Even if you don't feel it in your spirit, put on you some good gospel music. Listen to you, some motivational speaking, somebody that can inspire you, that can push you to live your greater life. Because sometimes that's all we need. We just need a word. We just need to hear, yeah, you can do it. So I'm telling you, you can do it. You can do it. Without a doubt, you can do it. If that desire is inside of you, get it done. Surround yourself with things and with people that will help you to cultivate and manifest that dream. As I mentioned, put pictures on your wall. Put pictures, like I mentioned, we're going to do this vision board party. So prayerfully, this will help you to stay focused and to move in the vein that you really want to move in, so you can live your life to the fullest. My name is Heidi B. Fuller, and I'm excited about being able to share this amazing journey with you, because I know how important it is for us to continue to be unstoppable. You know, it gets really easy for us to want to lay down and cry and be depressed and beat up on ourselves and just not do anything. And then we start eating things that are unhealthy. We start working out. But we don't want to get in that funk or in that trap. And if you are there even right now, get up. Shake it off. Do it again. Don't feel sorry for yourself, and stop allowing others to feel sorry for yourself and make you feel like, oh, it's okay. You don't have to do it. Yeah, you do have to do it. You have to do it because it's something great inside of you. Stop having that pity party. Have a spirit of excellence. Stop being average. You're not average. You're more than enough. God created you. God says that you are truly the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath, not lacking any good thing. So why are you doubting yourself? Why are you thinking that you can't get it done? You can do this thing. You are more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are more than a conqueror. I say those things to myself often, because I have to remind myself I'm not average. I am more than that. Because it can be, we can take ourselves there in our minds and in our spirits, because of the things that are happening in our lives. We allow those things to get caught up with us, and we take it on as a badge or a coat. We put it on like, okay, oh, this is happening, so I'm going to have to wear this today. No, take that off. Take it off. Go take you a nice run. Go take your shower. Sing your song. And just remind yourself of who you are and whose you are. Or call somebody that you know are usually or typically in a good mindset and say, hey, I just need to pray. Or I just need to cry. Or I just need to share this with someone that is not going to make me feel bad about what I'm going through, but would love me enough and understand me enough to let me voice these things out. Sometimes you have to say things out loud, and you find yourself laughing at yourself sometimes. Like, am I really saying that? Am I really feeling this way? Or sometimes it just really helps you to really figure out what's really going on. Just maybe, you know what? Write it down. Write the vision, make it plain. Whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, write it down. Because then you can read back over and you can say, okay, am I going to move forward with this, or how I'm going to make this work for my life? Sometimes you need to write it out, tear it up, and throw it away. Sometimes you need to write it out and keep writing and making sure that you're writing and moving in the right direction. But write it down. Write the vision. Make it plain. Whatever it is that you want, no matter how big or ridiculous or how small it is, write it down. Get started. If it's that one word, write it down. Because from that one word, other things will come out. If that's that one sentence, that one paragraph. But definitely don't give up. Stay focused. You can get this thing done. Figure out what's most important to you. What's most important in your life? Stop being so caught up in the negative nonsense that you can't do anything about. We can't do anything about this coronavirus, but what we can do is wash our hands. What we can do is use our social distance. What we can do is to stay informed. We can eat right. We can exercise. Do the things that you can do, the things that you can do right now. You can't go out of the house, so do something in the house that you can do. Clean up your house. You know, prepare for something amazing. It's spring. It's about to be spring. We're going to do some spring cleaning. Get ready for that. We already know what's to come. And so many times we get caught up, and then when the time comes, we're not ready. Get ready. Be prepared for what God has for you. I think this is a time that God is truly preparing us for something amazing. So use this time wisely. Keep your mind on what you want. Okay? What you can do right now, and go for it. What about your work ethic? What kind of work ethic do you have? Maybe you need to work on your work ethic. Prepare to win. Master yourself, your habits, your daily routine. Keep going. Redirect. Pivot. That's what we're talking about. Sometimes you just have to go in a different direction, but just don't stop. What is the real reason that you're doing what you do? We know that at the end of the day that we all want to be happy and successful and live a full, prosperous life. So what are you doing to get there? Use this time to get yourself there. Use this time to be happy, to be wise, to be more of all those things that you truly want to be. I want to thank you guys again for your support and your love and for being a part of The Full of You. I'm excited to be your host, and I pray that I am sharing with you the information that you can grow from, learn from, and to truly live your life to the fullest. Thank you so much for joining me here on 105.5 FM The King. And for my listeners in St. Pete, RadioSt.Pete.com. And thank you so much for tuning in on SoundCloud. We'll be right back with more of The Full of You.
Turbulence is the price you pay for flying high. So whenever you're flying high, you're going to have some bumpy areas. That's why I want to admonish you to don't give up, but hang in there.
Got it.
Welcome back to The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM The King and also on RadioSaintPete.com. Make sure you check out our previous shows on SoundCloud. I want to thank Larry Young and my beautiful, amazing assistant engineer producer, Kevin Collins, who always snaps me back into place, and I truly appreciate that. And, you know, it's important to have people around us that remind us of who we are. And sometimes we don't have that special person or don't have people around us that tell us these things. But that's why it's important to listen to shows like this. Listen to The Fuller View. Because I'm telling you who you are. You are more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. As a matter of fact, repeat these affirmations after me. I deserve a happy. I deserve to be happy and successful. I am competent, smart, and able. I am growing and changing for the better. I am confident with the plan that I have for my life. My life is truly a gift. You are a gift. Know that your life is a gift. God would not have continued to have you on this earth if you didn't have something amazing to share with the world. You may not think that your life is important, but you are all of that and then some. It's not a significant thing or insignificant thing that you're doing, because everything that you do will help someone else to grow and to manifest. If you find yourself in a position to help someone else do that thing, don't keep things to yourself. Grow, learn, share. Be willing to do those things that are necessary for all of us to live a fuller, better life. Listen, we've been talking about these last few weeks and believing in yourself. It's important for us to believe in ourselves, because in that way, if we're believing in ourselves, we can truly help others. We've also talked about today just writing the vision and making it plain. Write those things down that you truly want in life. It starts to manifest when you can actually see it on paper. It's almost something magical about writing that thing down. We talked a few weeks back about being happy and how important it is for you to be happy. Sometimes when you wake up in a foul mood, just put a smile on your face and tell yourself, command your day. It's going to be a great day today. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what's going on around you, even now as I'm speaking, dealing with certain little things that I have to deal with in life, I have to know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and that God wouldn't put more on me than I could handle, and that this is only a small thing compared to all the amazing things that he has in store for us. So don't get caught up on the things that you can't handle, but handle the things that you can. Go on that trip that you planned. Go on that bike ride. Take that walk. Sing your song. Dance like no one is watching. But be happy. When you start doing those things and moving your body and going in the direction that you know that you should go in, you'll be amazed at the doors and the windows of heaven that will open for you, because you're being obedient in the word that God has placed inside of you. There's something special about you. Know that. Look at yourself in the mirror today and admire that beautiful person that you are. Look at those eyes that God has given you to see through. Look at those lips that God has blessed you with to speak amazing things through. Look at that nose, that beautiful, strong nose that you can smell great things with and identify things by just smelling things. I mean, we could walk into a room and smell something pleasant, and it just puts us in a whole different frame of mind. Do those things that only make you happy today. I know we get caught up in the day-to-day kind of things, and we know that, yes, you do have to pay the bills. You do have to do the things that are necessary in order for you to live in this life that is being run by the man. I mean, but you have to do those things. I mean, there's some things that you just have to do. Go on and do those things and don't complain about them. Pick your fight. Choose your battles. My dad used to say, don't sweat the small stuff. So don't sweat the small stuff. Do only what you can do in this time in life. You can do it. You ought to do it. You want to do it. And you'll be amazed at when you get it done. Again, be happy. Be strong. Be amazing. Be all those things that you know that God has called you to do, and then some. Watch you a good movie. There's some really good movies out on Netflix. As a matter of fact, in mentioning Netflix, I had a chance to watch Madam C.J. Walker, Self-Made. It was awesome. I think it was a 4-part series, and I watched all 4 parts at one time. So it's a really good movie. I enjoyed Tiffany Haddish's role because she was very supportive of her mom. And it just showed how much it takes in order for you to really be an entrepreneur and how you need to believe in yourself. So if you haven't had a chance to check out Self-Made, I suggest that movie during this time of quarantine, during this Netflix time, especially if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you have a product or service that you're really trying to get out there and reach the masses, this movie will show you how to just stay steadfast and to continue to believe in yourself and to not back down. And we know that, again, challenges come up and people don't believe in us and they would rather us do this than that because it doesn't help them in the long run or they don't see the benefit of it. But you can't depend on somebody else's vision or version of you to get you where you want to be. God planted that amazing gift inside of you. God gave you an idea. He gave you a product. He gave you a service. He gave you something amazing to work on, to do. Do that thing. During this time of quarantine, do that thing. Work on that thing. So 14 days from now, 30 days from now, however long we have to be in quarantine, you'll be working towards something. So on the other side of this, you can say, wow, we did that. This is the time to be still long enough to be your best self. You can do it. You can do it. Stop talking yourself out of it. Stop allowing other people to talk you out of it. Write the vision, darling. Write the vision. From A to B, from 1, 2, and 3. But write it down. You have to, you know, visions are just like a resume or a bio. It's a living document. It's going to always be something different, always be something changing, always be some growth in that thing. But know that your vision is this, that. It's giving you an action plan or a direction to grow in, to go in. During this time, use your time wisely to live your life to the fullest. Be your best self. Love yourself enough to know that you have something amazing inside of you to give to the world. I want to thank you guys again for joining me here today on The Full of You, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. If you have any comments or suggestions, if there's some songs that you would like to hear, please feel free to reach out to me on my Facebook page or Instagram page and share your questions or comments. Or you would like to be a guest here on The Full of You to share your time, talent, and testimony, please reach out to me via social media as well. Just remember these few things, and this is coming from my book, My Mama Taught Me Better Than That, and this is in the chapter entitled You. You are responsible for you. You be the leader. You are amazing. You win every time. You're not always right. But how about you make me better? Thank you guys for joining me here today on The Fuller View, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. I am your host, Heidi B. Fuller, and I'm excited to be here sharing this amazing platform with you. Join us next week right here on The Fuller View.
The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right in you, yeah. Vision be clear, then reach out to the world and share.